Moy swung into a long lope that covered the ground rapidly, and the rest of the herd, with a swift stumble of hoofs, followed close behind. They were halfway to the village, entering a hollow so that the houses were hidden from them, and crowding along between two walls of grass that brushed against the girl's bare feet. She crouched closer to the lump of Moy, when suddenly Biri gave a shrill scream of terror. Moy, who at his best hated the pet, now made nervous by the approaching storm, threw up his head in fright. Almost as soon as the monkey, he too had caught the scent, the stale, sharp odor of lion. Like a flash, Moy turned and crashed, head down into the bush, the herd pounding after. A lion had undoubtedly passed through the grass that morning, but there was none in sight now. In fact, all sight was being rapidly blotted out. The sun was completely hidden. A chill wind, stronger every second, whipped at Rimfa's bare shoulders. For a moment, the herd was partly sheltered by the tall grass, but this was not the way home. "Moy, Moy!" she shrieked above the voice of the storm, pounding desperately on his hump. Biri clung with jabbering fear to her skirts. Following Moy blindly, the herd was rushing away from the smell that had frightened it. Below the level of the plain and between the grazing ground and the village, there was a water course, dry at this season of the year. Into this the herd led by Moy bolted. Rimfa continued to shout above the roar of the oncoming storm, but the thunder, together with the monkey's screeches and the terrific wind, was too much for her. Since the slip would have sent her beneath the feet of the stampeding herd, she clung tight to Moy and waited. The high grass had given way to low stubble, and then to the sandy bed of the stream. There was a brief lull in the wind, which foretold that the rain would soon be upon them. Rimfa was frightened, and her teeth chattered with cold. She clutched the monkey with one hand to keep him quiet for a moment, and then held him tightly beneath one arm. With the other, she still clung to Moy's neck.